Okay, so continuing Hilchas Geneva Gzela. So Aleph, Sif Aleph had said that this is a Geneva on Goyim too. Beis. Mudabar Muad Kol Kach. If it's such a small amount of money, Shemi Shayakbar love Klal, then nobody would be makbar on it. And Lito Me'a Chavila, Kisim, Lachtis, Boishinov, to take from a bundle, like a bundle of wood, or take a little piece of wood off of it to use as a toothpick. Mutter, it's mutter. Umidus Chasidus, Lamanoya Gamizeh, and Midus Chasidus is to stay away from that. I mean, don't touch anybody, anything on anyone. Yeah. Gimel, afil lignoy val das lahachzer. And even if you steal with the das to give it back, el shiroi to letzarek tzas, all you're trying to do is cause him tzar, or b'derech schoik, or with a joke, gam kein oser. So this is a big problem for me. You know, sometimes like my nephews will walk and I'll take the yarmulke away for a second and, you know, I'll look away and then put it back. It sounds like it's a problem. Right? So, okay.
Not
Dalit
a joke,
also.
and it's not just a joke.
He
Nobody thinks
says,
you're stealing it.
Derech Schoik is awesome. That's what he says. I don't know unless you tell me. What else is a joke? I mean, I know there's other types of jokes. We don't have to say jokes now. I'm just saying. What else is joke? Meaning you're doing a practical joke from taking something from somebody. Well, I don't know. I don't know what else, how else to say it. Dalit also Lashik is Chavera Afilu. It is also to cheat somebody's friend, even if it's a kosher. Shenemar leisashik is reyacha. Don't cheat your friend. Ve'ezu oishik. What is an oishik? What's cheating there? Shepam b'man chaveru lo yade. If he has money from his friend, comes to his hand, beratzen chavera, with the ratzen of his friend, meaning his friend, let's say, invests money with him. Kugon sheyesh le b'yade halva. He has money from a loan, ois shechiras or a rental. Ve'ena ratzel l'shalem loy, and he doesn't want to pay him. Or he pushes him up, which we already discussed once before, that that's usur, meaning you know you owe the guy money, or he invested money with you and you refuse to give it back, etc., etc., or you're draying him around. That's all usur. Hey, okay. Anybody who desires somebody else's house, or the kelim of his friend, I called avashin b'das chaveri. Or anything else that his friend is not interested in selling, who hereby love Rayim, and he, but he basically puts a lot of friends onto him, pressures him, by or he pushes him himself, until he sells it to him. I raise the you're over on not to be jealous, right? Meaning you cannot, if the guy's not interested in selling something to you and you keep the pressure on him, that's a problem. Nifta and right when his heart opens up, and he starts thinking, okay, how am I going to get this? Avar beloy sisane, sisave. It's your over on loy sisave. Don't have desire for your friend's things. Gain taiva ela belabel va taiva is only in the heart. But taiva vil de chimun and taiva brings you to chimun. Va koines adover shesave loy over b'shnei lavin. So if you buy something from your friend that you really desired and your friend wasn't interested in selling, you're over on two isurim. Right, loisach. So basically, it comes out that the way he's saying it, loisachmeid is only if you actually buy it, but to think about it is loisisava.
I was here. You want
Loisava. What?
a ride?
Ulakach
Ride?
nemar loisachmeid veloisisava. That's why it says two different psukim. Right. Fine. So vav mitzvah to say ala goyza lahachzeres egzei laatzma. It's a mitzvah saseh for somebody who steals to give it back. If it's ben, meaning he steals a guy's watch, you got to give back the watch. But loy nishtanis, and it didn't change. Shenemar was give back the gzela you stole. Hu adin laganav, and the same thing for geneva. And you're not yotzi by giving money. Even if the owner is already meyayish, right? Because we're going to see that Yush sometimes makes it that you're going to be coin it, as strange as that is. Right? But here, the kids are saying that he's not coin it,
How are we
and
going
you mechuyev to pay it back. Right? Avalim avda, but if it got lost, if what you stole got lost, or it was changed with a shinui that cannot go back to the way it was. When you took the guy's watch and you made it into cufflinks or something like that. Shaka Babinyan, or you put it into a building, Shiela Hefsid Gadol, that there was a big loss, Listar as Sabinyan, that it's a big loss to knock down the building. Meaning the guy took an expensive not a watch, an expensive piece of wood, and he built it into the building. Yaitzi de Chavasai, he's Yaitzi and Asinas Damim with giving money, commercial Haisa Shabbat Bashas Gazela, the way it was Bashas Gazela. Bimha hu b'makim, and if the nigzol is in another place, he does not have to send the money to its place. He does not have to send the money to its place. He has to let him know that he's going to come and he's going to pay. In nigzol, if the nigzol died, yarshim, then he has to give it back to his yarshim. Fine. Zayin agozelus arabim, somebody who steals from the rabbim, umadad midachaseira. Somebody steals from the public. Like he's a store owner, and he had a small. His measurements were too small. I sheshaka al b'mishkol chaser, or he weighed a light mishkol kedaim or similar. I shehayim, meaning it was too light. I shehayim mamuna b'kahal, or he was in charge of a kahal. V'hekel akroivav, and he was makel on his relatives. V'hichbid alachenim, but meaning he needs to collect a certain amount of tax, so he lowered. He lowered the taxes for his relatives, and he hired the taxes on others. Somebody who takes ribis from the public, tshuvasei kosher, that is a very difficult thing to do tshuva from. Lefikach yaseh tzorchei rabim. Therefore, he has to do tzorchei rabim. Shegamen exolim gehanim, so that anybody that was stolen from can benefit from it. Kamokam oisin shu yedeya shegozim, but the ones he knows for sure he stole from, mechuyiv lafsalem, he's mechuyiv to give it back. Ve'ina yoytzi de chevosoi, and he's not yoytzi eschiv, ma she'osa tzarchei rabim, with the tzarchei rabim. Meaning it only helps to do things for the public if the public, if he doesn't know who he stole from. But if he knows who he stole from, then it does not help. And we already said, I think, earlier in the Kitzur, maybe it was in Shari Tshuva, that this is a stopgap measure. It's not simple to be yotze this way. Ches also liknois me'aganav me'agazan as a chayvitz shegonav v'gozel. You are not allowed to be koineh from a ganav or a gazan. This comes up a lot. You're not allowed to buy from a ganav or a ganav as a gazan as a chayvitz shegonav v'gozel, the thing that he stole. Right, because then that's going to make people become crooks. Vein chilek bein shu yisrael le'nachri, and it doesn't make a difference whether he's a yid or a goy. Ki kama nachri yitzav al yisrael g'nei v'gzeila, because the guy is also Gneva and Afilu made Nachri Chaveri, even from Nachri Chaveri. Mitzvah Aleim, and that's when the Sheva Mitzvah that he's commanded on. For Alvin Godel, who Likunis Menaganavim and Gazan, and it's a big Avera to buy from them. Sharehu Machsiki de over Avera, because that's being Machsik over Avera. Well, Zenemar Choyle Gaganav, Sain in Afshay. Somebody who shares with the Ganav, hates his own Nefesh. But Goyim Laganav, Shigunav, and he's going to cause the Ganav to steal even more. Oid gam gnevus acheres, and even more gnevus. Im loy nigimtsa lekeach loy yignoiv. And if he doesn't find somebody to buy it from, then he won't steal. And I was just telling somebody on Shabbos. He's telling me like, well, we go on these websites and what's a, meaning? Well, I'm going to go on these websites even though they're not good. He was talking about the Jewish websites and they put lashon hara and all this. I said, well, so stop going. He says, what's it going to make a difference if I don't? If only me, I don't go on the website. Well, if everybody would get together and stop, so then, you vote with your feet, right? So if you stop buying from the Ganavs, so then you have, then maybe they won't do it. Now, you have this guy in Manhattan who sells Lululemon stuff for half the price. So it's unclear exactly where that's coming from. Even though it's possible that he can take the Ganeva, the stolen stuff, to a place that nobody recognizes, that is not so matzui. And if the koine is mechsavin to the good of the ba'alim, to give it back to him when he gives back the money, but that's only when the ba'alim themselves can't save it. Right, meaning if you're trying to buy it from the ganav to give it back, then it's fine. And it's also us to be makabel a pekodin, right?
Just
from that looks like it was stolen. So meaning, somebody says to you, can you watch this for me? And it looks like it's stolen, so then it's a problem. Meaning that's also going to help the crook. Test. I feel the hanas shum hanam in a geneva in a gzela, even to be nene from any hana from a geneva and gzela calls man should be yada ganava in a gazan. When as long as it's be yada ganava gazan, also it's also. I feel the hanamuetes. Even a small amount of hana shagam balelo hoyu makpidanala that even if the bailam were not makpid on it, could go in chiluf matbeis b'shavi and swapping out rings. Also, b'mayis ganav v'gozel. So then, it's also with money that's stolen.
Get off this point.
B'chein likonis b'bayis gozel, and the same thing to go to a house that was stolen. B'chama, because you need to escape from the sun. B'chama, rain because of rain. Olav b'sadik zula, but to be over in sadik zula. Also, it is also. B'lochein mishu ganav v'gazel mefursim. If somebody's has a, he's known to be a ganav or a gazel. Shane loy melacha cheres elazois, and this the only job he has is to steal. V'chama money v'cheskas ganav v'gazel, and everybody you can just assume that his money is stolen. Also la'azim money you cannot nana be nana from it. V'also la'ani l'kachas miyana tzedaka, and you are not allowed to take tzedaka from him. Yud aleph v'chein im echad roitz alimkar ezachevet shenira shu ganav. Somebody wants to sell something, but it looks like it's stolen. Going shemir peres shemoichem peres m'makom tznuah. A shomer peres, who's selling peres in a makom tznuah? I'm sorry, that he keeps carrying it. He's a meicher, but he's keeps it in his jacket, under his jacket. Hey, you want to buy it? The machrei. Or he says to the koina, hatmein, hide it. Also, liknois, it's also be koinen. And even for a woman, if it seems like the wife is selling it, shalomi das ba'ala, a liknes miish davar mitachshite ha'isham avasher sheyesh locho shu moichram shalomi das ishtai asar, or to buy from a man something that seems to be his wife's jewelry, then we're afraid that he's selling it without the das of his wife. All that is asar. So basically, anything that seems to be fishy, you are not allowed to buy. Okay, we will stop there. And everybody should have a fine night. Okay, yes, I forgot to mention. This comes up with the illegal websites and selling knockoffs that we didn't even discuss that. Can imitation stuff or on eBay, right? And can you sell the imitation stuff? Can you not sell it? Is it Geneva? Is it not Geneva? Do you have to be chayshu that it's imitations? I've had a guy last week who asked that it seems like he bought something for very cheap from somebody. Seems like a fake, but he doesn't know for sure it's a fake. But seems like it is. Can he go sell it to somebody else now? Think he wanted to sell it on eBay. So I don't know. I wasn't sure. L'chaira. I mean, if he tells the guy, it could be it's a fake, and he charges and he tells him that. So I don't see why not. But I'm not sure. All right. Have a good night and a good vach.
Sure.
All right.